Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. First conference of Northeast State Commissioners for Persons with Disabilities held in Chumukedema. Campaigning ends for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Agricultural Technology Management Agency Parent District conducts Kisan Mela in Jalukye. And two-day skill upgradation training begins at Directorate of Information and Public Relations, Kohima. Now the news in detail. The first conference of Northeast State Commissioners for Persons with Disabilities was held at Nune Resort in Chumukedema district of Nagaland, where officials from four northeastern states attended the program. The objective of the conference was to take stock of the implementation status of the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, RPWD Act, 2016 Act in the Northeast region, exchange of information, addressing regional challenges, and policy development and advocacy. Nagaland Advisor for Department of Social Welfare Nagaland, Wang Pang Konyak, said that the state government is fully committed to implementing all the provisions of the RPWD Act and ensuring equal opportunities for all citizens with disabilities. He said that though there is still a lot of work to be done, we are making steady progress and this has been largely due to the strong role played by the Disability Commissioner's Office. State Commissioner for Persons with Disability, Dethono Nakro, said that through this conference, commissioners from the region can collectively identify policy gaps, areas of improvement, and needed amendments in the implementation of the Act. She said that by consolidating their knowledge and experiences, they can advocate for necessary changes at the regional and national levels, strengthening the overall framework for disability rights. She called on officials in the disability sector to advocate for systemic change and inspire a more inclusive society. The one-day conference was attended by officials from Assam, Sikkim, Meghalaya, and Tripura. Campaigning for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections ended today. Altogether, 58 constituencies spread over 8 states and union territories will go to polls in this phase on May 25. This includes 8 seats in Bihar, all 10 seats in Haryana, 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir, 4 in Jharkhand, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 14 in Uttar Pradesh and 8 in West Bengal. As many as 889 candidates are in the fray from these 58 Lok Sabha constituencies. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. The Agricultural Technology Management Agency, ATMA, Parent District Nagaland, conducted Kisan Mela at ATMA Project Director and District Fisheries and Aquatic Resources Office in Jalukye, Parent today. ATMA Parent organized the Farmers' Fair with an objective to reach out to the farming community and to transfer recent technological knowledge, disseminate information, and also to open an opportunity to link with the agri and allied departmental experts and scientists from KVK. Deputy Commissioner Perrin and Chairman Governing Board Vineet Kumar said that everyone is rooted through agriculture, even though they may be in different status in the society. Kumar stated that to enhance production, there is the need to for a well-planned farming system, relying on the advice of the technical experts. Other highlights of the program included release of ATMA Parent District magazine entitled ATMA Activities at a Glimpse by the Deputy Commissioner, distribution of seed money, 10,000 rupees each, to 4 self-help groups and 4 food security groups. Technical session included visual demonstration on soil testing with the aid of mobile van by the Department of Soil Conservation Office. A two-day skill upgradation training organized by the Directorate of Information and Public Relations, DIPR, for the District Public Relations Officers, DPROs, Assistant Public Relations Officers, APROs, and Information Assistants, IAs, commenced at the DIPR Kohima today. Director IPR, Zavinio Tenyo, encouraged the officers and staff to know their foundation and reinvent themselves to meet the changing demands of the times. She stressed that as government officials, they are responsible for being the spokespersons of the government, a role that should be kept in mind. Additional Director, IPR Kevi Zaino, in her opening remarks acknowledged the need for improvement among the officers of the department. She emphasized the importance of commitment, dedication and maintaining good interpersonal relationships within the department. News Editor and Regional News Unit, Akashvani Kohima, Asonyo, spoke on media relations and work ethics for public sector officers during the first session. She stressed on the ethical conducts which, as a government official, one should adhere to. She also asked the trainees to keep the deadline of reports in mind and be committed to their job. The training is aimed to upgrade the skills and knowledge of the participants, enabling them to better serve the public and effectively communicate the government's initiatives and policies. The training covered various aspects of public relations, communication strategies, and the evolving role of the DIPR in the digital age. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Nagaland Pollution Control Board, NPCB, in collaboration with Kiffrey Town Council, KTC, organized a workshop cum awareness program with colony leaders, chairmen, gamburas, sanitation committee members, students and women organizations, and Chamber of Commerce at DC's Conference Hall, Kiffrey, yesterday. During the program, Senior Scientific Assistant, NPCB, Olivia G. Chopi, shared on ambient air quality, while Junior Scientific Assistant, NPCB, Rongsen Ben Longkumar, shared on plastic waste management. A one-day seminar on new subsidy policy and GST compliance organized by the Department of Industries and Commerce was held in Dimapur today. Delivering the keynote address, Director of Industries and Commerce, P. Tokugas Hema, shared about the Uttar Purva Transformative Industrialization Scheme, UNATI 2024, launched on 9th March last. He stated that this scheme is a central sector scheme under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, aimed to bolster industrial growth and create employment opportunities in the northeastern states of India. He underscored the importance of identifying genuine entrepreneurs who are proactive to avail the different benefits provided by the government. He requested everyone present to disseminate the information of availing the opportunities provided to genuine entrepreneurs and to work collaboratively so that the UNATI scheme is successfully implemented, thereby leading to overall socio-economic development of the region. Commissioner of Taxes, Nagaland, Sachin Jaiswal, has informed that the Department of State Taxes has authorized the Commercial State Tax Officers, CSTOs, in the state to conduct a survey on GST compliance assessment by all the businesses in the state and collect queries and feedbacks from them. Therefore, all the esteemed businesses have been requested to extend cooperation and provide the necessary information and feedback to the CSTO to enable them to complete the exercise by 30th of next month. The additional Deputy Commissioner cum Administrator of Chosuba Town Council, CTC, has informed all the household, institutions, offices and commercial establishments under Chosuba Town to store all public waste separately with immediate effect till 1st June. Informing that this is as per the directive from the Department of Urban Development, Swachh Bharat Mission, Urban, he, administrator, asked all concerned to strictly comply with the order as the plastic waste would be collected by the CTC on June 1st. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. First Conference of Northeast State Commissioners for Persons with Disabilities held in Chumukedima. Campaigning ends for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Agricultural Technology Management Agency Peren District conducts Kisan Mela in Jaluke. And 2-day skill upgradation training begins at Directorate of Information and Public Relations Kohima. This is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.